months now since we've seen the functioning of the executive, and when the talks last broke up for the summer break, there didn't seem to be any movement. So is there really going to be any change now? She's come in for criticism, of course, from her opponents for making this suggestion. Let me speak to Brian Rowan. Brian, good morning. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, you've been watching this all very carefully, Brian. Whether it's up and running or not, you've been keeping your eye on it. Some people are saying, her critics obviously, saying this is a stunt from Michelle O'Neill. Do you think she's well-intentioned here?
Well, I think the politics is as miserable as the weather you described a moment or two ago, Frank. We know that after the summer there was going to be yet another effort to try to fix what is broken at Stormont, that the talks would resume late August, early September. So, as you've described, Michelle O'Neill has now written to the government and the parties suggesting a formal resumption of talks on this day week, August 28th, saying the negotiation should be focused and time-limited, so within another deadline. But how many of those have there been deadlines in our politics pass as if they don't exist? And there is nothing, Frank, I have to say, nothing to suggest that anything has changed in recent weeks.
She would be taking with her to the talks that the red lines that people talk about, what some would see as the sticking points between the two main unionists and really between the DUP, between the unionists and the nationalist parties, but in particular between the DUP and Sinn Féin. And there's such an argument over the Irish Language Act, over same-sex marriage, over the Bill of Rights and all of this. Mm-hmm. Would she have to relent on those?
Well, there's no suggestion that Sinn Féin is going to back off any of those rights-based issues. Earlier this month, the DUP leader, Arling Foster, said she had regretfully come to the conclusion that Sinn Féin aren't interested in devolution. She said that it's their way or no way, making a reference to those issues that you've just mentioned. Gerry Adams rejected that immediately. And yesterday there were two tweets from Simon Hamilton. Frank, I'll just read you them. He said, Sinn Féin wants talks. DUP ready to form executive 5 months ago. Sinn Féin blocking key decisions on health, education and infrastructure. Sinn Féin stunt. And then a second tweet, let's get executive formed and deal with negotiations in parallel. Government in Northern Ireland can't be held a ransom for a political wish list. So that's the standoff. Executive formed first versus outstanding issues resolved first. So no change, Frank, since the early summer. The SDLP leader, Colm Eastwood, was writing recently on the imanmally.com website, and he wrote the following. So as far as the Stormont talks go, the summary reads, we are where we are, and we are where we were. So that's it in a nutshell. This thing is stuck, it's not moving, and it's difficult to see, unless there is a somersault in the positions of the parties, how any of this changes in a new set of talks, however time limited or focused, Frank.
So for those of us who wouldn't have been keeping as watchful an eye on it as you, and I suppose many anoraks, who, I'm not suggesting you're an anorak at all, Brian, but you know, there are people who will watch every bounce of the ball politically, and there are those who won't. What can we expect in the future? We just can't drift.
Well, there's no good option, Frank, outside of a deal between the parties. We've been without a functioning devolved government since January, since the resignation of the late Martin McGuinness as Deputy First Minister, decisions being taken by the Secretary of State, James Brokenshire, and by civil servants. So what are the options? Another election is in the frame still. But what would that do? It might change numbers, but it certainly won't change the issues. Direct rule is the other option. James Brokenshire very clearly trying to avoid that, because if there is a complete collapse, how long would it take to put this thing back together again? What about the British and Irish governments coming up with some plan, their best guess? But how does that work if the two big parties don't buy in? So outside of the parties being able to resolve these issues, Frank, there is no good option there. And in terms of what is open to the government.
So you don't expect any progress during the course of this week?
I see no sign of it. There was a statement from the Ulster Unionist leader, Robin Swan, just yesterday, I'll just read you a line of it, Frank. He says, while they might want to appear as if they are driving this process forward, he says, if Sinn Féin's approach, if their red lines remain in place, then it is difficult to see how progress can be made. This standoff is now stretched out over several months. It's stuck, and a watcher of the storm and plague speaking to me recently talked of no impetus, no energy, no drive, no nothing. An MLA I spoke to last week likened Parliament buildings to a ghost house. Another MLA, Claire Bailey of the Green Party, saying there had been no meaningful negotiation for months and therefore no point in her being at Stormont, her focus being work within her constituency. Others speaking of drift and no enthusiasm and no sign of a short-term fix for the Assembly. So all of that makes pretty gloomy reading. The talks will resume at some stage, but when they resume, Frank, they will resume with all of these issues on the table, this tug of war and this tug of words that we've been watching and listening to for the best part of 8 months now.
Yeah, you often refer to the fresh start and the false start. Yeah, we just don't have any form of start now at all.
Of course, and another thing, Frank, I don't think there would be any point in putting it back together again unless there is some agreed understanding on a way forward. Because what if you put it back up and it falls down in a couple of months' time? So unless these issues can be resolved, I think we're in for this continuing period of standoff and stalemate and politics stuck in that storm and mud.
Brian, thank you very much this morning. As you said at the beginning, it's a bit like the weather this morning. It's miserable. It's dismal, the political analysis in Northern Ireland. Are you giving up hope? You can let us know what you think. 90-333-105.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.